The Salt Genius Hour of Swatch.
Well, I'm just going to see about this.
Who are you?
I am someone who will call downstairs if I do not get an explanation.
Probably a nightmare.
I'm frightened.
Will you explain this at once?
Who is that man?
It's over. He's gone.
Oh, no, it's not.
Where do you think you're going?
Friends, this Hour of Slack number 968 is actually Reverend Susie the Floozy's Aliens episode of Bob's Slack Time Funhouse, the bi-weekly show from amazing WREK Atlanta, greatest college station in the universe. The other stations, which also carry the Hour of Slack, are also the greatest stations in the universe, but WREK is one station which produces so much original programming that it leaks out into the whole world of other college and independent stations as follows.
Have you seen Bob?
You ought to be here soon.
Yeah? Well, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I can feel the vibes in the air.
Bob
is coming, and when he comes, I run right through the jail door.
When I spot the driver worth a second glance, foot to floorboard impact soon achieve. But here comes Bob. I ain't subtle in my ways of making friends. Girl, this bubbled mess was caused by my neglect. Of course I'll pay, and by the way, my dear, here comes Bob. I ain't subtle in my ways of making friends, no. But here comes Bob. Sometimes I will stoop to hitting two door coops without the frills, but that is just for casual acquaintances, for stripped down thrills. Your car, girl, or mine, it doesn't matter, no. But for affairs with staying power, I go after limousines. It's always nice when something big is acting as your go-between. And for a group encounter, I'll hit buses, mobile homes, or trains to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's hard to make acquaintances in our big town. Most guys stare at nothing much at all. But here comes Bob. I ain't subtle in my ways of making friends. Friends, acquaintances. Instant adulation comes to some at birth. Born to queens or corporate entities. But here comes Bob. Someday they'll put me away. I'll think back on active days. Most were worth the minor scars. Some were worth the damaged cars. And the judge will say to me, Bob, you got a bad means to a worthwhile end. An end. But here comes Bob.
Are you ready for re-entry?
We're ready.
Okay, Skipper. All set.
0X from Central Control. You are in correct re-entry attitude and are about to enter Earth's atmosphere.
Roger, Central Control.
Radio control over to you in 5 seconds.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, you better start transmitting.
Right. Give the order.
Yes, sir.
Transmit.
I will, sir.
Click.
Yo, I'm hot, done. We broadcast with a stronger signal. Boogie boy lingo can't be deciphered by the beast. Central sun position out of the east. Run, tell that. All cranked up and still revving. When I say bust off, it sound deafening. I see my people resurrecting and trying times. Trying times are just roadblocks for the blind. Be mindful. And when you accumulate data, you'll be powerful. God travels through the mainframe. When I rock the speaker, why you shock out? Mega pan, planet knockout.
What would you do if you thought someone from another world was watching you? Tonight, we present Tales of Tomorrow. Tonight's Tale of Tomorrow Appointment on Mars.
Benedict.
Imagine, he says he's seen Mars.
Benedict.
In the year of our Lord, 3063, it is a galaxy of peace where not only worlds of different civilizations have learned to live together, but worlds of different life forms. And this is the Galaxy Bureau of Investigation, the brain center of the universe, where the great scientific and economic minds of the planets work in democratic unity to preserve peace, prosperity, and equality among all men. But powerful and evil forces throughout the galaxy are trying to gain control of those GBI secrets by which the democratic balance is maintained.
There's still a small group holding out in the caves on the island, sir, but we should have them by morning.
The Stars and Stripes will fly over this island, too. This war might finally be coming to an end, Major.
I certainly hope so, sir.
While below on the planetoid, the man responsible watches for the first sign of the falling ship.
Well, Mr. Stang, it was an almost foolproof plan.
Over here, Bob. Over here.
Look at the flying saucer.
Oh, enemy plane, sir?
Impossible. No plane can fly that fast. That looked to me like it was from another planet.
I have to agree, sir. It did look like it was from another planet, but... Shall we report it, sir?
What, that we're being invaded by little green men from outer space? Let's just keep it as our secret. You can tell your son about it when he's born. Major Spielberg?
Sir, yes, sir!
Space tape is coming! The space tape is coming!
You'd rather count the bubbles and help yourself to try.
The space tape is coming, the space tape is coming.
Cause I'll drop kick you in your side of your head and neck.
The space tape is coming, the space tape is coming.
The human black side squash machine.
The space tape is coming, the space ape is coming.
Carry through a wall, punch through solid rock.
The space ape is coming, the space ape is coming.
Who is the one that hacked the Microsoft computer, huh?
The space ape is coming, the space ape is coming.
The grand exalted highest wizard of them all.
The space ape is coming, the space ape is coming.
Bet against my flow, have my dough.
The space ape is coming, the space ape is coming.
Tough lyrics throwing the way down tip.
The space ape is coming, the space ape is coming.
Using clever disguises, but who am I?
The space ape is coming, the space ape is coming.
Doomed.
We're under attack from a form of life we do not understand.
You seem to be skeptical. Those two flying saucers are transports.
What?
Aliens, go fish.
Oh, God, no. It's today the 5th. I need to get out of here.
All units, on the alert. Saucer contact.
Ah! Look out the window!
Come on,
hey,
over
look at this.
Hey, it's a flying saucer.
What are they doing?
Spaceship. What do you make of that?
Yeah, they were here already.
And inside the doomed ship...
All four engines are cutting out. The every engine's dead.
No wonder fishing that all four chains are stopped.
We're heading for a crash, Commander. You better strap in. You'll find straps to cover. Are you getting any voltage?
No, nothing. Yet fuel is feeding into the fission.
I'm going to try and break an eel that wants me at the planetoid's atmosphere.
At the rate we're dropping, you'll never make it.
We don't want to fall back.
Talk about living on borrowed time.
Might be a case of out of the frying pan and into the fire. We
We've still got to find a place to land, quick.
We're losing speed, I can feel it.
That is my only worry.
White lightning, this is ground meat control. Do you read me? Over.
I read only good books. Over.
You must be way out there, Pastor. Over.
I'm high, all right. But not on false drugs. I'm high on the real thing. Powerful gasoline, a clean windshield, and a shoe shine. Over.
He's turning over!
Get thee behind me!
Are you in danger, Pastor?
All right, Roger. Just a little argument with my co-pilot. And guess what, Rog? The little red needle's pointing to E. And while that's always stood for excellent in my book, I guess it means I'm out of gas. You'll have to sink me and my friends. My favorite, M1517!
Increasing glow seems to emanate from everywhere. Perception is confused. We cannot be sure whether we're actually hearing or experiencing something telepathically. Peculiar rays of shifting light cause grotesque and eccentric shadows to dance and play upon a nebulous substance which solidifies into form and as quickly dissolves into spiraling vapors, glowing and vibrating with tints and colors never seen before.
There's nothing ever does. Remember, I have reasons. Remember, I had friends like you. Remember, I grow tired. Remember, I could end all this. Remember, I have memories. Remember, I need to forget. There's nothing here but us. There's nothing here but us. There's nothing here but us. There's nothing here but us.
Astronauts are here.
Ah.
Thank you, dear friends. I'm down. I'm grounded, safe and sound. Trailing clouds of glory, I'm down. And I'm marching. Yes, dear friends, I'm marching to dinner. Because God Almighty, I'm hungry.
We're hungry!
Of course you're hungry. I'm hungry. We're all hungry, so... let's eat.
Let's eat.
And he said the word. And we ate it. And what was the word? Yes, dear friend.
There's nothing to
and
eat here.
And comes down with the magic word. What is the word? The word is
Bob.
And we ate him. Eat.
Welcome back, Doctor.
Oh, come now. Just call me Bob.
Now, Bob, you really surprised me.
Hello, Connie.
Dobbs, I'm an admirer of your work, personal as well as professional.
Is that so? Well, that's all you know about him. The man's a fiend, an absolute Borgia. You wouldn't believe the things he did to me.
And how?
You come in or take out Dobbs. You're dead. You're dead. I mean it. Dead.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking. Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
You know you're my hero. Please, we don't want to hurt you. This is my pipe.
How can one ordinary man have so many enemies?
That's a good one.
They shot me out of every room in the house.
We'll give that creep a taste of his own medicine.
You shouldn't say that.
She's right. He's got a great idea.
All right. All right.
This tape contains the formula for the miracle drug.
The tape recorder here...
Is that recording good enough to identify the thing?
If we can intercept the waves,
yes, sir.
We'll do our very best.
Something wrong with the recorder?
Don't think so. Is their system the same?
Yes, it is, according to the directions on the carton.
There's so much time.
Yes, we know.
Click.
Please explain our desperate need to your people on Earth and help us obtain their cooperation.
The report we have just heard from our astronauts is truly amazing. On the newly discovered planet, there exists a race of superior beings with highly advanced scientific knowledge, especially in medicine. And furthermore, they have extended their hand in friendship to the people of the Earth.
Wow, what a terrific group.
Yes, you see, they're way out.
Doctor, the newly discovered planet is located just beyond the body we know as Jupiter. Is that correct, sir?
Why wasn't it discovered before?
Planet X is very dark. We cannot observe it with telescopes. The new planet was discovered by Central Observatory while they were tracing strange radio waves. Gentlemen, I can now announce to you that Planet X has been causing our recent magnetic disturbances.
Doctor, is there intelligent life on Planet X
We can't tell yet. It's possible that there is, but the radio waves are not necessarily human. We expect to learn a lot from Planet X.
It is our duty as Supreme Council to carefully study the proposal as set forth by Planet X and arrive at an early decision.
As physicians, my colleagues and I encourage you to agree to give consideration to this request for assistance, and our reasoning is as follows. We receive a wonder drug.
The organizations of women have no objection. We acknowledge the sincere message of peace which was forwarded by the controller of the new planet. It appears to me that we can learn humanity from these people, as well as scientific knowledge.
Mm.
Right, Bob?
Yeah, the only thing he lacks is a little humanity.
Gotta nuke something!
From your remarks, it appears that we are in agreement. The Council shall, therefore, order cooperation with Planet X.
Bobby, there's nothing to be frightened of now. On my planet, all of you will be free men, not locked away like animals. Be free. Find your own happiness.
Wow, I want to go with Bob. I want to go to the boys' club. I want to go with
Bob. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I just thought I'd have one for the road. How about you, Bob?
Fair enough.
Hey, Bob, save us a beer too, huh?
You'd better go now, Madge.
I won't go home alone.
Bob will take you.
I'll handle the whole thing.
Cool.
He's a genius. A smart genius.
Oh, you yourself.
The never-ending frontier of the universe challenged his imagination. Millions of tiny, dead planetoid worlds like this one were merely charted and passed by for the great and rich planet worlds beyond that beckoned with the promise of adventure, exotic sights, and new sensations. But one man found what he was looking for upon this planetoid, marked only on the charts as Theta N1. Barren, dead. But for a rich single oasis of fertility where a lush and rich jungle spawned a teeming, prowling, slithering form of life that existed to kill or be killed.
Well, our chances of getting out of here, even if I lock hold, are practically nil. Our only chance is to take the ship of our friends up there. Yeah.
A new life awaits you in the off-world colony. The chance to begin again in a golden land of opportunity and adventure.
Feel the tension of unbounded lust. See the trembling flesh consume itself in nights and days of uninhibited abandon. Know the twisted passion of jaded desire.
Superior mutants, repent, quit your job, and slack off!
Are we controlled by secret forces? Do you ever get the feeling that free will is a joke? Do people think you are strange? Do you? Then you may be on the right track.
Give me slack or give me food or kill me. Give me slack or give me food or kill me.
Have kept the truth from humanity for thousands of years. God has been misquoted all this time. Jehovah is an alien and still threatens this planet. Jehovah is an alien. Jehovah is an alien.
Oh!
July 5th.
And a prayer is all we have. We won't get a second chance at it.
Hey, Bob, say this too, huh?
So what do you say, Bob?
What can I do?
Now we deserve a vacation.
Not you, Glenn.
Huh?
You're flying back to Planet X.
What?
You're to be our first ambassador.
Whatever's fair, pal.
Fair enough.
I think not.
So I tried to call the police. They hung up the phone. They said to be in the deep. But I went down to tell the man. They gave me his assistant and she didn't care. I went to one of the military. They said, come on, man, is this really necessary? I called up the highest rank of government. But they couldn't even talk. Dancing with the president.
I've been up all night, all kinds of things racing through my mind.
You're supposed to be nervous just before the ceremony. At least, so I'm told.
I'm not a bit nervous. I'm quite calm. Oh, I've reasoned this whole thing out. Bob mustn't make a mistake. It would ruin his whole life.
Okay, so you win.
I'm going straight down this minute to get our tickets.
Tickets?
Oh, I have my veil. My veil.
It always stands still a minute.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I guess I'm just too excited. Am I blushing?
Very calm.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I should have better sense than let a cheap little punk like you carry a gun. All right, get my bag. We're leaving. Come on, everybody in the living room. Go ahead.
Are they going to be coming along with us?
Yes, it'll be very helpful to us if we ever get lost, because they can always cheer us up.
Well, I sure hope that doesn't happen to us this time.
Only joking.
You're on her side now for all I've done for you.
Just what have you done to me?
I warned you.
Well, I'm not exactly grateful for that.
Oh, aren't you? Well, you're getting just exactly what you deserve. And plenty of the girls are tickled to death. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate everybody.
You got the high story.
Oh, you wait. Someday you'll need a girlfriend. And then you'll do a treachery to me.
Going down?
No, going up.
The 5th of July.
Oh? Mr. Stang.
Any last-minute instructions?
Oh, you're certain you weren't anybody who hadn't seen you come into my office?
Who? Bob? Yes, Bob. Who else am I talking to?
Relax. With a red alarm up for me, there'd be TBI agents all over the place if I'd been seen.
Perhaps, Mr. Stang.
I don't like his being around when the council is voting its most important decision in galaxy history.
Right. The conspiracy has now been unmasked. And we're not going to let you escape so easily.
But I must go. It is wretched for us all, but please help me.
Ridiculous, Mr. Stang.
I've ordered a red alarm put out from on Mars. While I'm en route, keep me informed if you get any reports on it.
Right. You'd better get going. You'll miss your takeoff forever.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Bye, Doctor.
Goodbye, Doctor.
They're looking for the Earthman.
Will you call off the rocket patrol?
Now, children, the idea. Now, you behave yourselves and let the Earthman alone.
Look, children, why don't you play in your trailer?
But that's a rocket ship.
Good. Why don't you fly to the moon?
Yeah, let us go!
Are you tired of summer nights in Maine? Do you yawn when they speak of sunny Spain? Could you live without ever seeing old Rangoon? Then come with me and let's go swinging on the moon. Have you had enough of London fog, New York snow and California smog? Would you say arrivederci to Rome in June? Then fly with me and let's go swinging on the moon. Let's have a honeymoon on the moon, honey. Far from the bustle of the crowd. And if your mother asks why the moon, honey, just tell her your feller has gone interstellar. Grab your hat and we'll head up in the blue. in a little rocket built for two. Baby, we're gonna blast off, and before we're through, we'll leave the cares that we know on terra firma below, while we go singing and swinging on the moon. Noisy earth below. And if your folks ask about our house, honey, tell Mater and Pater we live in a crater. We're really gonna enjoy a life of ease, living on moonlight cocktails and green cheese. Mr. and Mrs. Space Commuter, if you please, and in a few years we might produce our own satellite, while we go singing and swinging on the moon, swinging on the moon, moonlight cocktail, I wished on the moon.
Bob, rise and shine. Come on. Bob, come on, Bob, get up. Bob, get up. Come on. Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
All aboard, Mr. Conan, from the runway. For our leaving is almost at hand. Make your way to the toll gate, don't kill me. For this one-way flight to glory lane.
Bob. Bob.
I can, I'm just guessing. After all, who knows what's out there?
Well, we'll soon see.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present the biggest star in the universe.
Bob.
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 None other than Cliff Richard Jr.
A shooting star will shoot you in one through one. The man in the moon will jump on you if you don't love me no more. If you don't stop making me lose face, I will have you put up there in space. So just do what I'm telling you, 'cause I got friends. Baby, listen to me. A shooting star will shoot you when Mars will go to war. The man in the moon will jump on you if you don't love me no more.
Filled out the schedule of events for the day, and not one word about Susie's checking out for the Bider Week.
What?
Are you a member, sir?
No.
Pardon me, sir, if you're not a member.
Are you members?
It's part of that junk we bought from Bob. Well, why don't you look in the book?
Doesn't seem to be marked.
Got me, Bob. We only paid £2.
No, it's not listed.
Are you wrapping yet?
Seems in a powerful hurry, that one.
And the customer seems anxious to buy.
I haven't much time.
Okay. We haven't discussed the price. That'll be £5.
£5?
Five minutes to go. Will, where are they?
Where did the Earthman go? The Earthman? Uncle
Yuri! It's present again, Doctor.
Aren't they the ones who hijacked the Galaxy Krillium supply last year?
Yes, we've been looking for them ever since.
Right.
Yes, Mr. President?
You either with us or against us. And he hung up.
Yeah, now the boss says this is a very bad thing for the country. See, because this contract starts after the war.
Oh!
This president is a realist. He deals with events as they are.
Yeah, right.
They'll be here. Those people always keep their word.
You won't forget your promise, Bob.
Sure.
It's a joke, Dobbsy. Aren't you going to let me in on it?
In on it? Sure I will. Sure.
And now, Doctor, here it is, as we promised. The miracle drug which can cure all disease.
I'm not bad. Whee! It makes you feel like a two-year-old. Why didn't you tell me you could make stuff like this?
Oh, just a little thing I whipped up when I was with the medicine show.
Every druggist in New York is inquiring about Jake. We start bottling it in the morning.
And now, the spaceship is ready to take you back. When you were here on your previous trip, we recorded all the information to the smallest detail. We have recreated your ship from that data.
It is opening!
Bet it is cool in there.
I bet there's food in there.
I'm saved! I'm going in!
No! Don't do that, son! It's dark and dirty in there!
Oh, but Mom!
It's full of bees and spiders! You might poke your eye out when your father comes home!
I'm going in, Mom! There's a vacancy!
Everything all set for the big party?
We're getting there.
I'm gone. Susie here still loves the Whopper.
Man, this is one thing I really don't mind standing in line for, if you know what I mean.
Did you get her in your window? I've always hated that creature, the way she exploits her title and everything.
Girl, that woman's about as subtle as a rhinoceros horn up the backside.
Yes, I thought they put her in her state sanitarium.
This was to let her out.
Look at her record. They stink!
Agree!
Ooh. Finally, Planet X are bust for us, baby. Gee, I wonder why those guards are bludgeoning Stang over there. Hell, that dude has more kinks than a knotted slinky.
Hello, Susie. Isn't this a beautiful day?
Oh, hey, El Diablo. Ooh, great sergeant-at-arms uniform. Especially dig the thong.
Are you a member?
Ooh, here's my subgenius membership card. Boy, I've been hanging on to this son of a bitch for 23 years.
Hey, Susie. Your seams are crooked.
I'm not wearing stockings. Those are probably just busted leg veins. hi, Bob.
So what do you say, Bob?
I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Oh! My subgenius membership card!
Oh, just give the great and washed a pair of oversized breasts and a happy ending, and they'll oink for more every time.
The end of the world, 'cause you don't love me.
these eyes of mine cry. Don't they know it's the end?
Condition green. You're cleared for immediate takeoff. We wish you a safe journey.
Thank you. We're glad we found friends on Planet X. Goodbye till we meet again.
Prepare for takeoff.
The rockets! Use the rockets!
Hello?
Senor Dahl told me to phone you. Already gone. If I were his mistress, this never could have happened.
We change our plans. We begin the attack on Earth now. Read the tape.
The tape show red dots are decreasing.
Good.
Doctor, begun broadcasting. Stand by to attack.
Stand by.
Hello. And this is Crazy Chris Smith. And welcome to another edition of Unethical Alien Abductions. Here we are in the town of Dayton on June 15th, 1999. Weird coincidence? I believe not. It's another unethical alien abduction.
Come on, boy.
You want to
go for a walk? Come on.
A chill in the room. Never was thinking. Death walked in the park. But for him, he did not see the future. Or it was very, very unethical.
Intercept them at planetoid Epsilon 30.
This is one job I'm going to enjoy more than I expected.
What do you mean?
I am the controller of Planet X. To the people of the Earth, I command that you obey the following orders.
Orders?
You will place the Earth under our absolute control and be governed as our colony.
What is a governess as a colony?
If you do not obey these orders willingly and immediately, we shall destroy your civilization.
Double truss and stink!
So we stumble right into a trap.
I repeat the order. Earth
will continue to exist only in the colony of Planet X.
The startling announcement touched off demonstrations around the world. Some demonstrators urged capitulation, calling for peace at any price. The majority, however, seemed to favor strong resistance. Opposing factions clashed violently in dozens of world capitals, and police were hard-pressed to restore order.
Come with me if you want to live.
Control, over.
We are on course for Planet X in the Scorpion constellation. Over.
Right.
Good. How are you feeling? You all right?
We would just like to get a little exercise.
Well, on Planet X, you'll get plenty.
What's this?
I think it's chicken.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like chicken.
When you're rich, food isn't supposed to taste like what it is.
My chicken is the star of the show.
Would you like some more chicken, Bob?
Yeah, well, less talk and more beer, my friend. Thank you, sir.
Dad, Bob broke your beer! No, I didn't. Doug broke it. It was you.
Hey, Bob, save us a beer, too, huh?
Right.
Okay, Toast. The guy who got us here, our good Captain Robert.
Oh,
the
guy
the pilot of the good ship through the boy. Yeah.
Mike found another one of these mushroom things.
Hmm?
And the hatch plate of the airlock.
That's the third one, isn't it? Yeah. Howard used to call these things space barnacles.
It's hard to believe he's dead. It sure will be nice to lie in some good old-fashioned Earth-type sunlight after 90 days of this.
But I'm getting off at the next stop.
You're not getting off at any stop. You're in this for keeps, and don't you forget it.
Nobody's going to walk out on nobody.
What are you giving me, a true confession?
Now listen, wait a minute, seriously. I think I saw that guy from Planet X.
The controller?
Here on Earth?
Yeah. In the middle of the night, I woke up and the controller was in the room.
I think you were dreaming.
That's what I thought at first. But you always know if it's a dream when you wake up.
What?
Well, did he say anything?
He said that all preparations were made and not to worry about anything. I wonder what he meant.
Don't ask me.
What do you think? I think maybe we're putting too much trust in Planet X.
That's right. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Maybe they don't have any water up there. Maybe they figure it's time to move.
Calling World Space Authority. World Space Authority. This is Spaceship P1. Over. We are now approaching Planet X.
Behold, the red planet.
Be very careful.
Yes, sir. After landing, may we act on our own judgment?
I cannot lead you men by the hand from here.
You sound like a teenager's father.
Lost contact. They are now on the blind side of Jupiter. Do you see anything? Check your readings.
The radar thermometer is reading 15 degrees.
Oh? So far from the sun, that's a high temperature.
It's the universe. Nobody knows its secret.
Well, we'll be landing soon.
Bob's boat was attacked here.
We'll be coming in now.
The dang thing just sits in that area.
And inside the doomed ship...
0X to Earth. We have just touched down successfully on the surface of Mars.
Planet X.
All systems are go. We'll radio a full report to you in 30 minutes ground elapsed time.
Click.
Well, Dr. Grant, what do you think?
My first thought is to get as many samples back to Earth as possible so that we can look into the whole question of the possibility of life existing on this planet.
Sure, but what's your initial reaction?
I think the atmosphere would be breathable, but too thin to sustain life as we know it.
I agree with all Dr. Grant has just said, but I've always been fascinated by that phrase, life as we know it. I have a feeling that we may encounter life as we don't know it.
Well, clearly there's life on Mars.
Planet X.
But I guess it's not life as we know it.
So this is Mars.
Planet X.
You know something? I'm disappointed.
What?
Well, I mean, I expected something different.
Disappointed? All we did was come to Mars.
Planet X.
Disappointed? Yeah.
No, I'm happy about it. Don't get me wrong. It's just that... Well, it's kind of strange, that's all. Nothing here.
Rocks?
There were no people. No intelligent life. Why not? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, it's silly. This is Mars.
Planet X.
You can't expect to find a life like our own.
Yeah, he's expecting to find the green-skinned monsters. You know,
oh,
Jack.
Sure.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Bug, liar coming out of the mouth.
No, you don't understand me. Look.
Huh?
There's nothing. Only the barrenness and the howling wind and the lonely plain. Just nothing. I don't know, it's weird. Makes me feel kind of funny.
Yeah.
You sound like a pallbearer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I don't think we're going to find any very large mineral deposits.
Why, how can you tell?
I can, I'm just guessing. After all, who knows what's out there?
Well, we'll soon see.
Well, look, ladies, I'm anxious to find out what's out there. You want to come along or you're going to stay here and dish a while, huh?
Hey, wait a minute.
Now what?
My rabbit's foot. I almost forgot.
How do you like that? A superstitious science.
Ah, it got us to Mars, didn't it?
Planet X.
Bart, I think the spaceship just had a little bit to do with it.
I don't know. Martian!
Planet X.
Yeah, I see a Martian out there! Get away from me!
What?
Get away from me!
Out there.
Yeah. I can see a Martian!
Captain
Planet X.
Captain
Planet X. Hey, there he is! Look out! Bart! No! No! Bart, put up your gun!
No, get away from me, Robbie!
We gotta get him! Got to get him! Get the hands up! Bart! Bart!
You're Martian!
Captain Planet X.
Gee!
You shouldn't have done it, Robbie. You shouldn't have.
You want to make an omelet, you gotta break some eggs.
Look!
We welcome you. Won't you kindly seat yourselves and be comfortable? I'm controller of Planet X, and I've invited you here to discuss something that's very important.
Discuss what?
Where's our spaceship?
Don't worry. It's safe.
Sure.
Planet X.
Well, well. It was quicker than we expected, Crick.
Yes, Ron. It was almost too easy. Such simple minds to invade.
The little one, he suspected for a while. But fortunately, he was the weakest of the lot.
Well, they're all gone now. Do you think more will come, Ron?
I doubt it, Crick. Come, shall we have a look at their ship? It may prove interesting.
Rocket through the courtesy of the American Rocket Society and Reaction Motors.
Oh yes, Seekers, we've finally come to the end of the annual Alien X-Day show, which I couldn't have done without able assistance from Mel Torme, Nile Rodgers, Gary Newman, a little dollop of Rapo, and big old hunks from St. Anne and Hell in a Handbasket from their Slogans Run CD. Good sub-geniuses who will be on board those pleasure saucers, and I know it for a fact. Oh, Seekers, this was just a simulated cautionary tale. Oh, but let it light a fire under your ass to do something before July 5th comes zooming down on us all. Oh, yes. This has to be the year that it's going to happen. And you're in luck because you've got just enough time to write for free information. Because Bob is going to cover our asses, Seekers. I'm sure of it. Yes. So pick up that pencil and drop a last desperate line to the Church of the Sub-Genius at P.O. Box
181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
Because yes, Seekers, there is just enough time. Oh, and it's going to be this year. I know sooner or later Dobbs has to keep his covenant with his people. Oh, it's killing me that the first time in 9 years I won't be able to make it up to Brushwood. But Seekers, that doesn't mean that I'm not going to be celebrating X-Day. Because at 7 a.m. on the morning of July 5th, I am going to be out in my front yard naked, lying flat on my back with my eyes fixed on the horizon, waiting for that first wave of face-raping bats to come zooming down on me. And the devil can take the hindmost because we're not going to be here. So go ahead and blow off your jobs and your lovers and your lives. Ah. And tell him Susie the Floozy said to. Good night, Seekers.